Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Mr. Gadgets, and this, if my reckoning is correct, should be dog days number 15. Halfway there, and I'm almost caught up with the month. So, because it did start late. I got a call, well, actually got an email the other day from a guy that I know here in the Kansas City area. And so I called him up on the phone. He called me back, and we were talking about the a chance, an opportunity to work this weekend. So this is Friday, and tomorrow I'm going to go in the afternoon after Tai Chi class, of course, at least the breathing part. Maybe, probably stay for the movement too, maybe, I don't know. But I'm just learning the first parts of the movement, you know, and I don't want to get too far behind on that. But anyway, after Tai Chi class, I'm going to head up to a little town that's just a little bit farther north along the river, a little bit upstream from Kansas City, and on the other side of the river. So it's on the north side of the river. A little town called Parkville. And Parkville is probably more widely known, most famously, I guess, for Park College, which was a small college. Now it's Park University. All kinds of things used to be colleges are now universities. Have you noticed that in the last 30 years? But Park actually has a lot of satellite kinds of campuses, satellite kinds of places where you can do a lot of things with Park online and also at various kinds of not true campuses, but locations that they have, I guess, nationwide now, where you can take classes through Park. And so some combination of taking classes in those local classrooms as well as online types of classes, and you can pursue a degree. And there's lots of universities who are pursuing this type of thing. A couple of them that I happen to know of here in the Missouri area are Park University, as I say, and also Columbia College, which is a small college down in Columbia, Missouri, that happens to be the same town where the University of Missouri, where both my daughter and my newly minted, as of this year, son-in-law matriculated. And so there's the full-scale, you know, super big university. There's also a well-known, you know, kind of women's-only, you know, college there. And there's Columbia College, and there's at least one other college that I'm forgetting that are all there in the Columbia area. So it's a real college town. And Columbia College also has various points, although I'm not sure they go nationwide, but they certainly have various opportunities around the state of Missouri to pursue a degree. So here's yet another example of people who are finding a way to find an audience there, to find people who will take part in the services that they can deliver, and delivering those services across other types of medium. It's not just about teachers in the classroom. It's also about extended learning and learning that is going on outside of the classroom itself. And that's an important thing for all of education. My wife is a lifelong educator and has been involved with education in the state of Missouri for her entire career, and at one time was in charge of communication arts. So she was in charge of all of the English curriculum for the entire state, all the reading and writing, if you will. So she is well aware of you know, the educational kinds of principles here involved, and that distance education. What do you do in the rural school when there is a small community that can't afford to offer that same type of advanced course in some type of scientific or mathematics discipline, or other types of courses, advanced courses in, you know, the liberal arts, whatever it is? How can you offer that to students within that community? And there's a lot of interest in that. If you want an interesting career in education, I would encourage you to go into some form of using your technical skills to facilitate distance learning, because it's not distance learning across the state, it's distance learning across the nation, it's distance learning internationally. And this is really the future of education. And so there's your tip.